God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Last week, I was near the tree line, near the woods here on Bill Rice Ranch behind one of our buildings. And I was kind of looking for a large tree. It's still there, large oak tree that had once been the home of a magnificent tree house. The boys who owned it, their dad was a carpenter, and so it had walls, it had a roof. I don't recall if it had carpet or not, but to a six-year-old boy, it was like a full-blown house in a tree. It was amazing. Well, there's nothing left of that house. I could not see any vestige of that tree fort whatever. Much of what you read about in the Bible, the temple, the palaces, all these magnificent cities, are likewise rubble. They're in the dust, and many of those became rubble long, long ago. Psalm 74, the psalmist feels as if the world is laying at his feet. It's just rubble. Now, this is a psalm, but the context appears to be the destruction of Jerusalem. If so, the psalmist wrote sometime after the reign of David, obviously. Whenever it was, it does seem as if Zion, Jerusalem, Israel, the sanctuary, the temple, were in a ruin. They were rubble. Maybe you feel that way. Maybe you feel as if plans you've made are rubble at your feet. Maybe you feel like the savings of your life, of your bank account, are rubble. Perhaps you feel that even some friendship you have is rubble at your feet. What then? Oh God, why hast thou cast us off forever? The psalmist asks in Psalm 74:1. Why? He asks, how long? He asks this at least two or three times, verses 9 and 10 among them. How long will your people be desolate? How long? Ultimately, God, have you forgotten? Have you forgotten your congregation? Verse 2. Have you forgotten your name? Verse 18. Have you forgotten the poor? Verse 19. Have you forgotten what the foolish and the enemies of your people have done? Verses 22 and 23. The psalmist is waiting. Now, for what is he waiting? Well, to be sure, I think he was hoping for, you know, rebuilt walls, rebuilt city, rebuilt nation. But ultimately, he wasn't waiting for a thing. He was waiting for a person. He was waiting on God. And I think we can learn something from this today, and that is this. Stop waiting for happiness. Stop deferring happiness to something down the road. You know, like once I get this done, once I have accomplished this, once I do that, then I will be happy. You'll do that your whole life, and then it will be gone. Don't do that. Now, there's more to life than just happenings, and there's more to life than just happiness, which I understand. But I do not think that it is a virtue to be miserable. So I just say, stop waiting for happiness and start waiting on God. In the first place, God is ultimately the builder. In Psalm 74, verses 4 through 7, the psalmist talks about the destruction he saw. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregation. They set up their ensigns for signs. The conquerors had unfurled their flag above what was left of God's people. In verses 5 and 6, he seems to say there was a time when men were applauded for, you know, building, for chopping down trees and using them to construct things in a beautiful way. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. Now men are tearing down what is beautiful, what has been built. And he says, God, they have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. God, you are the builder. This is your doing. These are your buildings. These are your people. And so consequently, the psalmist realizes that God is not just ultimately the builder. He's the owner. Now, it's not to say that God came down and physically built Solomon's temple. It wasn't just David's idea. It wasn't just Solomon's planning. It wasn't just Hiram's materials. Though there were men that put their hand to the work, it was God who was ultimately the builder. And God is the builder because God is the owner. Verse 22, the psalmist says, arise, O God, plead thine own cause. What he seems to be saying, as we find so often in the book of Psalms, is God, these are not my people. God, these are not my walls. This is not my temple. These are not my problems. These are not even my enemies, God. God, we all belong to you, including the trouble. I would close by saying, be sure that God is not the one waiting on you. Ultimately, what was broken? It wasn't a city. It wasn't a wall. It wasn't a building. It was a people. People who had broken fellowship with God. The reason for the conquest was because the people had long ago thrown off the authority of God. So what was broken? God's people. Who was faithful? God. Always faithful. Oh God, why hast thou cast us off? It was judgment for sin. But God did not cast them off forever. Like a father pitieth his children, so God pities us and knows that we're just dust and that we need him. The question is, do we know that we need him? I think you should always have something to which you're looking forward, you know, in every season. That's good. But ultimately today, stop waiting for happiness and start waiting on God, the builder, the owner, the finisher of our faith and everything good.